Okay. All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. It's December 2nd, approximately 10:45. We're meeting for a work session on case numbers PU-13194, PU-13195, NSP's events termination of prudence on several natural gas units, two in North Dakota and one in Minnesota. I don't have any particular opening comments, but I would open it up to my colleagues. If they have any, Commissioner Crisman?
No opening comments.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
No.
Okay, similar as to the previous work session we just had, I'll just throw out where I'm at right now, and we'll go from there. Certainly appreciated all the work that was done in the hearings. I appreciate Mr. Diller's testimony about leveraging our position to have them build the gas plants. However, I don't think we can direct them to do that. I don't think that holds up legally. But what I would like to do is I would like to approve all three of these ADPs and put the pressure back on the company that if they came in and asked for ADP, we granted them ADP. If at some point in time they don't build these, they'll have to come back and tell us why. And I think that the advocacy staff made a very strong case for reliability. There are rebuttable presumptions at play for the two North Dakota plants. I think we draft an order approving all three of these ADPs and put it back in their corner. So,
which three were you thinking?
I'll approve the one, the two North Dakota ones,
yeah,
as well as the Minnesota one.
The one that at the existing site?
Black Dog.
Black Dog.
Okay.
Unless I missed anything, that's all that was in play, right?
Yeah. The other two were the contracts, and they wanted to come back to us.
No, I want to make a decision on this case. They asked for ADP on these three gas plants.
Well, the Calpine and the...
That's not in my decision wheel at this time. They asked for ADP. Let's give them their ADP.
Well, they kind of backed away from it later and said that they just wanted for Black Dog. So we would go ahead and grant the one for Black Dog and for the two North Dakota turbines?
That's what I say, yes, because based on advocacy's strong position of reliability in North Dakota, sending a strong signal to the company that they ask for prudence, and don't be playing games with us. They ask for prudence, they get prudence. If they don't build it, they better come back and tell us why. That's where I fall down, I guess.
The one thing I would add right now is we did enter a briefing schedule for the 15th and I think the 30th. And the issues that I would expect them to brief are, one, what is the authority of the commission? How far does it go in relation to what advocacy staff recommended as far as requiring them to build? I know that's kind of the one real, I guess, maybe novel legal issue. And I would expect advocacy staff to provide what I guess they think the law is supporting that for our review and consideration, if we may be thinking of going down that road of some sort of requirement that they build Red River Valley 1 or Red River Valley 2.
I'm not requiring. I'm just saying granting their ADP, but I think that's the same effect.
I'd be curious to hear from, to have a discussion about, you say you don't think it holds up legally. I'd be interested in knowing what it is, first of all, what actually we would be saying, and how we can or can't defend that legally.
My understanding of you cannot direct generation unless you're generation deficient. That's the way I read it.
Where did you come to that understanding?
Through numerous conversations with legal counsel. So that's about the best way I can say it. Because that's unless they're deficient generation, it's very hard to direct them to do it. They're not deficient right now. They're planning in the future, which I think they will be deficient, so that's why I'm granting the ADP. But I don't think you can direct them.
I can understand that from a date certain, but is there a different angle we can come at this to say that, you know, the next baseload generation addition, we must be made in North Dakota or something to that effect.
Well, I think
to deem it prudent, you know, our
what I don't know what leverage we really have either legally as far as just forcing them into it. However, if we continue to, if NSP continues to follow the what seems to be the pretty clear goals of the Minnesota regulatory environment of doing everything through renewables, they will never be generation deficient. You know, the if we keep adding everything else first ahead of the gas power that our advocacy staff and I think a fair amount of people who've served as commissioners over the years have been clamoring for the Red River Valley. And I think that our leverage in getting that built would be to connect this to the renewable energy projects that the Minnesota side of the border seems to want and say that when this is built, or is at least moving forward, that's when those renewable projects get approved or can go in.
I thought the company was fairly clear. They work hard in every jurisdiction to fulfill the requirements of that jurisdiction. Right now, the Minnesota jurisdiction has a lot more requirements.
Well, North Dakota has an objective of 10% renewable, and no one even gives it really a second thought.
But that's an objective, though, Randy. I mean, yeah. We talk about that a lot, and it's not a law. It's an objective, and so
it actually is in the Century Code.
Isn't it? You know the law better than me. I'll give you that, but it's an objective that I don't think would hold up anywhere if you tried to say that it's an objective, you've exceeded or you're deficient. It's not enforceable. I don't know how you'd enforce it.
Intentionally. I mean, that was part of the
thought
in passing that, was to make it not mandatory. So I guess I do see that as a floor, not a ceiling, as a goal, but not like a limit. So. But at the same time, I think I felt that between the advocacy staff and the companies, you know, pretty clear answers when we said, you know, why are you doing this and not this? It's like, well, we have to do this. This is required, so we have to meet these goals. And somebody asked them flat out, if you have competing goals, what will you do? We'll do our best to meet them all. You know, will you... I just thought they were pretty clear in saying the Minnesota Commission requires, or the Minnesota requires us to do all these things. We have to do them. We have no choice. We have to do them. And we can do them and meet your demands at the same time. So that's what we're doing. And so we have to be tougher if we want some things in our state.
But is it Minnesota law? Because I agree with everything you just said, but I put the caveat that it's not the Minnesota Commission that's doing these things. It's the Minnesota legislature has put laws into place that the commission is then following through in the law. Where in North Dakota, right, those laws aren't there. So I think for this commission to try to, we don't make laws. So I think that's a functional difference, that if the North Dakota law was much tougher, then it'd be easier for us to do these things. But our law doesn't have those same teeth that Minnesota law has.
Well, and with this one, we do have a couple other things going on, right? The Minnesota proceeding isn't necessarily part of their renewables or anything like that. It's their competitive acquisition process, mm-hmm, which has brought this Calpine in, yep, and the Mankato one into play. The other thing that is outstanding, other than the briefings and the order, is the late filed. We have a late filed on this one, don't we, for the PVRR, or were we okay? I was just trying to remember. I thought we do have a late filed, which we need to see, unless I'm getting it.
I have to look and see exactly what it was, but we had, I think, something to further explain the differences between the societal costs that they used in their evaluation and what the actual revenue requirements were. So I think there was an exhibit on that.
So I would say we can't issue an order, at the very least, until we get the late filed exhibit. That's the way I'm remembering it now, and I don't know why. Frankly, it was pretty clear to me that we did have a late filed exhibit coming in this one, plus the briefs. And it seems that we certainly have to wait for the late filed. And I think with the briefing schedule, it gives advocacy staff time to make their argument about whether and how far the law supports their position to require them to build something that would provide us some, you know, the sides of both the parties anyway on what they claim the law is in that regard.
I'm trying to, Randy, put a finer point on what you're telling me here. Are you saying you're supporting these or not supporting? I hear your argument, but I'm not sure if you could tie your argument back to, do you like these three plants or not?
I absolutely do. My point was, is there something in the approval process that we can do to make it? Because let me step back from that whole sentence. Okay. As I summarize what you said, the recommendation that we approve these, and then we have granted ADP, and if they don't build them, then they're going to have to come back and tell us why. I think they pretty well told us why they're not going to. So that's already done. And so I think just to grant ADP, we would
so you support
have no real expectation that anything's going to happen unless we have a string attached to enhance the likelihood of making one of these happen.
So you'd like to put our legal minds to work about a way that we can make them do these at a certain time?
Correct.
Okay.
If you look at this proposal, if we had had something like that, some sort of, and maybe it has to be done through the legislature, I'm not sure, but if we had some string that would have tipped the case in our favor on this Red River, we would be getting it because the company would have chosen that to advocate for when they went in front of the Minnesota Commission. They chose a different route because it was slightly less expensive. And so they backed off from the Red River projects, went with the Calpine. And as a result, we're losing out, more than likely. Maybe not. Maybe the negotiations will fall through and they'll have to look back. But had we had something in our rules, requirements, our law, whatever it is that would have tipped the ball in our favor on that issue, on the Red River projects, we probably would be getting that. We didn't have that. And so the other ones, even though it was, what was it, $400,000 or $500,000 less on paper, the strategist model came out favoring the other one, they went that way. So I think we have to look seriously at what it is we can do. If it isn't, if we can't do it, we need to go to legislature and do something. Because we heard again on, and the company downplayed this whole stability issue, but we heard about it again in MISO the next day about how big of a deal this is and that it is a real issue. And I had one of the folks walking me back to my office explaining this whole reliability issue, not even knowing that we had talked about this. So, you know, and the instability of our, the potential instability of our grid with the lack of generation on the eastern part of the state.
So would you be okay then to have legal put together some more thoughts about making an order more prescriptive and tying it into the need for the generation as the factor and then see where it goes? I mean, is that okay?
I'd like to explore it. And if we end up that we can't, I agree these projects should be deemed prudent. Okay. It's just a matter of, you know, whether we can create some added incentive for the future for the company to have to abide by or consider strongly when they need baseload generation, which they're going to be. I mean, some of those coal plants are going to be nearing retirement in the next 5 years. So down the road, what can we add in our favor in North Dakota to tip the ball in our hand?
Well, maybe the let's just walk this through a little bit. Let's say we put together an order that we think is somewhat legally sustainable going forward. Somewhat can be big, but then
somewhat legally sustainable. Well, I mean, so if it's like
I mean, I
very legally sustainable.
Okay. I'm just walking this all the way through, though. Let's put the order out. The company, even if they think there's a loophole in the legal thing, you know, they have to make the decision to then go back and appeal our order. And so that would be an interesting scenario how that would play out. Because I did think about that. You can put whatever we want in the orders. And if they don't like them, they can appeal them, and a judge would look at them, and he could remand them back to us. But the courts have been very good to the commission in the past on technical deference.
Well, and I think it also gives the company some ammunition as well when they're going to Minnesota to say, listen, North Dakota has said this. We have to do this. Yep. So it gives them more ammunition to fight for this type of thing in the future as well.
And, I mean, I think both sides here are going to be briefing what they think. I think it's a jurisdictional argument, how much authority we have as far as requiring them to build something and then how much authority do we have in an ADP proceeding to require them to that? Because there are powers of the commission that can require something to be built. It's a question of whether the record sustains it and whether it can be done in this proceeding and you know how it would be done. So I would I mean, from a legal perspective, you know, if it's, is, I think it's better to see both sides' arguments of what the authority is, and then, you know, have,
right.
you know, I obviously I'll review it and give you my legal recommendations on what they're arguing at the time I see theirs, too.
Did you say there's a time set when those cases are going to be presented?
Yeah, the briefs and proposed findings will be filed simultaneously by advocacy staff and the company on December 15th or 16th. We put it, I think it's the 16th because that's a Monday. And then any replies would be by, I think, December 30th or 31st is what the schedule was.
They wanted a more protracted briefing schedule, but as Mitch to have it as tight as we could. I don't want these things to labor on. So that makes sense. I'm fine with that. I mean, I think Granny and Julie, your points are solid. I don't disagree with anything you said. If we can come back with something that is legally supportable to be more directive,
yeah,
I would
I mean,
certainly
it's,
support that.
Depending on which way we go, it's possible that we would be in a gray area legally, and then, of course, I would just provide, you know, some advice on that. But, I mean, if it were to the point of, you know, just I would certainly never advise the commission to do something just because it felt like it. That would not
right.
have a reasonable argument of success on appeal. Mm-hmm. So I think we wait and see what
they say.
Can you restate that schedule again?
December 16th and December 30th.
That's when, what was it, at the 16th?
The parties will file briefs and propose findings.
Okay.
And then the 30th would be replies and any amended proposed findings, I guess, based off of the other side's brief.
So, Mitch, is it possible to merge these cases and make action on one be hinge on action on others?
Well, you can take notice of the other proceedings, and if therefore that evidence is in the record on this, so if there's something in those other proceedings that you want linked to these, I think we can do that.
I think, granted,
could we grant ADP on 1, 2, 3, or 4 wind farms that depends upon a natural gas plant being in the cards? You know, even if it doesn't get built necessarily before the other, but that it be, you know, an agreement that
it... My reaction to that would be no, because the questions before you are the prudence of each one of these projects. I mean, that's my initial reaction. I think we would have a tough time doing granting ADP on the condition that a gas plant be built. I think, you know, my initial reaction would be no, but I could research it further to find a way if it's possible.
Yeah.
You know, and we might be looking at the need to come in front of the legislature next session with some sort of a reliability type bill that takes into consideration experiences in other states and sets a, you know, North Dakota requires that, you know, for reliability reasons, X percent of the generation must be spinning machines or whatever it is that NERC calls more of the fossil fuel type generation. Because there are some legitimate concerns there and issues being identified for both. And it doesn't say that the renewable is bad. It's not. It's good. It's affordable. It cleans it up. It has its role. But I think we need to, you know, perhaps have some message in our law that says we also recognize the need for base load at a certain level. And, you know, whatever it is, we should look into this.
Okay. Well, agreed. How far can you go down the road about the argument that there's other generation in other states and nothing in North Dakota? Is that an argument that has any legal basis anywhere? We're paying 5% of the bills, and we should have at least 5% of the generation in our state. Maybe just see if that flushes out somewhere, too.
Well, I guess
I wondered if you have a problem with the Commerce Clause trying to restrict trade.
They tell us we can't have no new coal going to their state. I mean, let's get back to that argument again, too.
Well, I would question.
We challenged them on that,
yep.
too.
When there's
it's still hung up, and effectively there's been no new coal in Minnesota.
I guess that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, the question in this case would be whether the record allows us to even entertain that, or, and whether it's we can do it in an ADP proceeding.
You do all you can for this, Mitch. All right. Okay, so we'll what kind of – you're saying the briefing schedule, so do we need a work session before the end of the year on this, or do we just wait until we get all the briefing schedules?
From legal's perspective, I'd wait till we have all the parties' late files and final briefs, all of that before.
Can you get
so – I'm not sure if I understand. Does that answer mean wait till after the 16th, or I mean after wait till after they've responded to what came on the 16th from each side?
I would say wait till after the 30th to have an ADP on the combustion turbines. Wait till all the filings are in on that.
And you need some more time to explore Commissioner Crispin's question about linking this to the wind farms? Because if that's the case, we're not going to be able to vote on the wind farms until after this, too, if we want to put them as a package deal.
You could possibly do a work session again after the first rounds or something.
After the 16th.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just see how it goes.
Well, I mean, the company and advocacy staff are listening also. I mean, that's certainly something we can invite them to include in their briefing for this case of whether and how much we can tie conditions between the two together.
Sure.
It would speed up potentially the decision from the commission if they provided us arguments on that rather than us having to do all the research ourselves.
Okay, good point. As you pointed out, they're all listening right now. And we have I was just going to have a work session on the rate case on Thursday, too. It'll be interesting how that plays out. Mm-hmm. Okay, Commissioner Crispin, anything else for this one?
I'm sorry, I was thinking about what Mitch had said. What was last? We have what on Thursday?
We have a work session on the rate case on Thursday, which will be interesting how that discussion plays out, too.
Yeah. No other closing comments.
Okay, Commissioner Prochak? All right, counsel?
Nothing.
Staff guru? All right. Thank you all. We'll close the work session on case number PU 13194.